Time for another community spotlight here on 88.1 MyFM and Lanark and Leeds 88.1 MyFM. And we are so pleased to have with us today Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Dr. Lee, welcome back.
Hi, everyone.
And Sarah Burris, Senior Public Health Inspector. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, wonderful to be here.
Well, we have a couple topics that we want to get to today, so we'll get right at it. We are going to start off with this question for you, Dr. Lee. The Food Corps LGL group is hosting a Good Food in Schools forum. Let's tell us a little bit more about this, if you could.
Yeah, so the Good Food in Schools forum is exactly what it sounds like. We're going to be hosting this one-day event to bring together people who work on school food education and programs across Eastern Ontario. It is happening on April 11th. So it's actually happening pretty soon. It's being co-led by the Food Corps group member. So that's the Table Community Food Center, ourselves at the Health Unit and Kempville Campus. It's going to be about sharing efforts to create healthy and positive school food environments for kids in our region. And we will hear from leaders in the sector on best practices, innovative approaches, and shared discussion on challenges and opportunities and areas for collaboration. You can get more information or register online. There's an Eventbrite link that's called Good Food in Schools, Creating Positive School Food Environments.
All right. And certainly that'll be quite the interesting outing, Dr. Lee. It's something that we've talked about so many different times, just how important nutrition is to kids and getting the right foods in the schools. So I'm guessing that this is one that you're going to really look forward to.
Absolutely. And I think one of the really critical elements is kids really value the food that they get, and having all these community members come together and think about it and put really good minds to work on this topic, I think is both really interesting as well as really exciting.
Absolutely. Now, March 22nd was World Water Day, and we know drinking water is very important to public health. Dr. Lee, what does the health unit want to remind us about drinking water safety?
So in Ontario, we're actually really lucky to have lots of drinking water. Canada, of course, being one of the world's leaders in availability of drinking water. It is important for us to conserve what we have. Drinking water and safe drinking water can be a little bit complex, and not all drinking water sources in Ontario are safe. So it's important to do our due diligence. So especially for people who have private wells, which is a large proportion of people in our community, it's important to test and install treatment if necessary, and also important to avoid using surface water sources where possible, because those are more likely to be contaminated. Now, our municipalities take really good care of the municipal drinking water systems. So for those who are on the municipal water, there's not that same need, but certainly for private well water, this is really important, and something that's up to the individual private well water owners to keep on top of as well.
So, Sarah, since we're into spring now, I'm imagining this would be a great time to get your well water tested.
Yes, spring is a great time to have your well water tested for bacteria. We're not super worried about flooding this spring, but runoff from heavy rains could certainly affect the safety of your drinking water. Bacteria, important to remember that it could taste or smell just fine, but it still could be present and it still could be a risk. So testing your well water is the only way to know for sure that your water is safe. And we recommend doing so at least 3 times a year. Sampling bottles can be picked up and dropped off from 9 different locations within Leeds, Grenville, Lanark. So we do just want to highlight a couple, or one big change, I guess, back in the fall, the location changed for the Perth area. So if you haven't sampled your drinking water in a while and you want to drop off a sample, the new location is at the Tay Valley Township office at 217 Harper Road, just outside Perth. For all the other locations, you can also go to our website. It's always a really good idea to check to see if any other locations have changed since the last time you sampled, but that's the only recent change. And also just to check for hours and days of the week. Those do vary by location. If the testing shows, if you do get your sample back and there is some bacteria in the water, some actions may be required on your part to protect the health of you and your family. And our website also has information on how to disinfect your well, and different treatment options that you might want to consider installing if there is bacteria.
So, Dr. Lee, are there other concerns with water that could require additional testing?
Yeah, so the bacterial testing is the one that we focus most on because it's the one that is most important for all of the wells in our region. For a subset of wells, there may be risk of other chemical elements, and it's one of those situations where you don't know if you're one of those wells unless you do that testing, right? It's important to recognize that the bacterial testing is offered, covered, provincially covered. The chemical testing is not, and so it would be sought out through private companies. Some examples of those chemicals, for example, the nitrates and nitrites, sodium, and as well manganese, arsenic, uranium, and lead. Those are typically naturally occurring, certainly the manganese, arsenic, uranium, and lead, and it's because the wells are drilled into rock, and the rocks may leach these elements, which can be harmful to health. And so it's important to keep in mind that these chemical testing is also relevant for private well water. If you're concerned, then you would need to contact a private lab for testing. And there's a list of licensed labs at our HealthUnit website as well. You can review the Canadian Drinking Water Guidelines. So Canada actually has a really good set of websites and information materials about drinking water guidelines that people can use as a reference point. Something I want to mention as well is that the health unit is the pickup and drop-off point for that bacterial testing, but the health unit doesn't actually run that bacterial testing ourselves. We're sort of the storage and infrastructure depot, but it is run by the province. The decision about availability of which things are covered provincially in testing, whether bacterial or chemical. For more information about these drinking water issues, as always, you can go to our website at healthunit.org. You can call us, and we are also on Facebook. We're on X, formerly known as Twitter, and also on Instagram.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you both for really bringing us this very important information, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks very much.
You are welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit, and Sarah Burris, Senior Public Health Inspector with the Health Unit. We've been talking about the Good Food and Schools Forum and well water testing here on MyFM. Thanks so much for listening. We'll do it all again next week.